Did you know your actual age might not be the same as your biological age? That's right. It's not just about your birth date. Your body could be older or younger than you think. That's where True Diagnostics comes in with their True Age Test. You can discover your true biological age, plus get insights into things like your risk of heart disease, Alzheimer's, and even early mortality. And the best part? It's all done from the comfort of your own home. No prescriptions, lab visits, just a simple test sent right to your door. I just ordered my True Age Test, and I'm super excited to see what it reveals about my health. For me, it's all about what we can do to start reverse aging, for my health, for my well-being, and this is my starting point. The test is like a health roadmap that shows exactly where your body stands and what you can do to improve. That's what this test gives you. And one of the other cool things is True Diagnostic is part of the Rejuvenation Olympics, where people compete to lower their biological age. Ready to find out your biological age? Right now, our listeners can get 20% off their entire order at truediagnostic.com by using code CLINK at checkout. That's True Diagnostic. TRUDIAGNOSTIC.com at checkout. Just use the code CLINK and save 20%. Plus, if you subscribe, you'll get an additional 20% off the 20% discount. Discover your true age today. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Listeners, if I could go back and tell my 20-year-old self something, I would tell myself probably to rethink white eyeshadow and over-tweezing my eyebrows. Because it doesn't age well. But you know what does? Investing. I wish I would have started then, but it's never too late. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing so your money has a chance to grow for you, your kids, and your retirement. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that fits you and your money goals. You know what else is great? You don't need to be rich to start investing. Acorns lets you invest with the spare money you've got right now. You can start with $5 or even just your spare change. Basically, Acorns does the hard part so you can give your money a chance to grow. Sign up now and join over 13 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $22 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome.
I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Welcome.
Welcome, lovers.
Lovers.
I said that for Valentine's Day.
Oh.
You know, this is coming out on Valentine's Day.
It is. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day or Galentine's Day or whatever you're celebrating. I think the whole thing is like stupid.
Palentine's Day.
Palentine's Day.
Whatever it is.
Whatever.
Or Lonely Day. I don't care. I mean, listen.
Whatever.
We don't have any plans. All I did was try to make Valentine's boxes and Valentine's things for the kids, and I did not get one thing for my own Valentine. So am I a bad wife?
Me neither. Not yet.
I'm a bad wife.
Probably are. You better figure something out.
I need to.
I'm going to figure something out too.
Damn it. Okay. I will. He will get something tonight. Maybe it comes in like actually nothing.
Perfect. That's always appreciated. Yeah. Okay. TMI. Yeah. So listen, I am cultivating a bunch of children alcoholics up in here. You want to know how?
This is a problem. Full disclaimer, you guys. This is
I speak sarcasm.
And this is not a G-rated show, just to let you know.
Just to let you know. Okay. So I got this box of treats from all over the world, which I think is like great because it makes my kids that are picky eaters try new food.
Yeah.
So I got these wine flavored gummies from France.
All the way from France. They shipped them to you from France.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I didn't tell my kids they tasted like wine. And they tried everything in the box, okay?
Uh-huh.
And there was like chocolate in there, okay? And the wine gummies were their favorite.
Of course they were. Why do I say the apple doesn't fall far from the tree?
That's right.
Was it your favorite also?
Yeah. Well, there was this green tea and strawberry popcorn that was pretty damn good.
Oh, yeah. You sent me a picture of that.
Yeah. It's kind of like a weird salty sweet thing. Sounds kind of funky, but it's strangely good.
Yeah. Okay.
So there's that.
There's that.
Also, took my son to get a new cast today.
Oh, they changed it. Oh, that's right. I forgot. So Gretchy, you guys heard, her son broke his arm at the softball practice.
Broke the shit out of his arm. Yeah. Yep. Yep. So he's in a temporary cast. Yeah, had the surgery. And so today he got a real hard cast.
What color did he choose?
Okay, so that's interesting. So our friend Ailish had this rad idea because she knows my son, like mommy, is a fan of big cats. Okay? Right?
Yeah.
So she suggested that I ask for, you know, orange and black so he could look like a tiger.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so we got the... Now, people keep saying like, oh, you're a big Bengals fan.
Oh.
It's the Super Bowl, naturally. And we're like, no... Just tigers. And
you
people
just
don't.
Say yes.
People, I'm not dissing the Rams. Are you kidding me? No, that would be against my religion.
Oh, by the way, we better hope the Rams won then right now.
Oh, yeah, Super Bowl. Yeah, Rams are going to kill it. Okay. Anyways, but seriously, I think there's a lot of dumb people out there because I don't think that people put together that the Bengals mascot is a tiger, like Bengal tigers.
No.
I'm serious.
Is that another reason to get out of California that they don't know that?
We're eating too much tofu, breathing in our masks too hard.
Oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
I'm telling you, it's a thing. So anyways, so they did it and he's got all these pins in his arm.
Yeah.
And the truth is I'm real. Like I can keep it together, but dude, I'm pretty squeamish.
You are? Can I see a picture?
Yeah, I'll send you a picture. So I was telling the nice nurse, like, can you keep that covered? And she was like, oh, yeah, so he won't see it. I was like, yeah, so the kid won't see it. Like, the kid does not care at all. It was like, mommy's going to throw up.
Yeah, it's sometimes harder when it's your own kid.
Oh, it's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when does he get those little pins out?
In 3 weeks. Oh. And fingers crossed, you guys, that the husband does not have a business meeting or something and he can take him to that appointment because I'm scared.
Yeah, they pull him straight out right there. Holy bejesus. And anything else?
My kid played softball.
Yeah. I'm so excited for her. Her first game.
Yeah, her first game. She doesn't quite understand how the game is played. And the coach felt the need to talk to me after and explain to me that, you know, maybe she wasn't going to be playing so much and she was going to keep her with a buddy, someone that could kind of like point out what to do. And the funny thing about it was the coach really thought that I was going to like care. like she was breaking it to me that like Ruby's not good. I'm like, oh, I'm aware. Listen, thanks for allowing her on your field.
It would have been so funny if you were like, wait, when are you going to put her on first base?
I know, like I would have screwed with her. No, Ruby actually tried to steal a base during the game for no apparent reason. It was really bad timing. And then she changed her mind and decided to just walk. There was no running involved. Just walk back to first. So, yeah, I'm okay with her not getting as much playtime as the other girls.
Yeah.
I don't think Ruby cares. She's pretty much just all about the fun dip. And, you know.
The snack bar. It's fine. It's fine.
That's cool. Yeah.
All right. Well, I have a little lover's quarrel crime for you today.
I'm here for it.
All right. Let's get to it.
Do it.
All right, this week's case comes out of Pierre, South Dakota, which I'm not sure. Have we done cases out of South Dakota before?
I don't think so.
If we have, it's not that often. I'm like racking my brain. I couldn't think of any, but this one is coming out of Pierre. I think maybe we don't do a lot of cases out of South Dakota because there's not a lot of people living in South Dakota.
Is that where that big motorcycle festival is?
I think it is.
What's it called? It's a thing.
You know, my ex-boyfriend's dad had a house in South Dakota, and I never visited, but he loved going out there all the time and like whooping it up on his ranch. So yeah. I don't know. People like it. But Pierre, it looks like it's spelled Pierre, but
it's not spelled P. It doesn't not pronounced Pierre.
No, they call it Pierre.
Okay.
It is the capital of South Dakota. Did you know that?
I knew that. Yeah, I did. I know that. I know all my state capitals.
Oh, good job. Mm-hmm. And there's only 14,000 people living in the state capital.
In the capital?
Yeah. Crazy,
dang.
Right?
Dang. Yeah.
It's small.
And that go was there in... and run for office. Not
seriously.
Much competition.
That was also in 2020. So it probably was about the same in 2006. Listen, I tried to find some houses so I could tell you how much it would be to move there. There's not a lot of real estate. So I don't think people are moving in or moving out at the moment. Well, maybe people are moving in from California. It seems like they're all moving out of
They're all moving to state. Idaho, Tennessee, and Texas.
And I think the Carolinas and Florida. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, back in 2006, I can't really imagine it was much different than today, except that there was a family that lived there named the Rhea family. Or maybe it's Rhea, or maybe it's Ray. It's R-E-A or R-E-A-Y. Rhea. I don't know. Whatever it was, that's what their last name was. You got the mother, her name was Tammy, father Brad, and 13-year-old daughter Haley. They actually didn't live in Pierre for too long, just over, I think, a year or so, because they lived somewhere else before that. But Brad, the dad, he worked for Walmart.
Brad the dad.
Worked for the Walmart. And you know, when Walmart gives you a promotion, you should probably take it. And Brad did. So he moved his family from like a bigger city, I think I want to say in Wyoming, but I could be wrong, to Pierre, South Dakota. He was the assistant manager at the Walmart, which, by the way, we love a Walmart. You guys can go find Hello Bella products there. They're real good. I promise.
Word.
So the three managed fine, though Tammy did feel a little isolated away from her friends and family. So what she decided to do was get a job. She thought that would probably help and make her some friends, which it did. So she went to the local Kmart and got a position working in the shoe department.
Kmart, are those still around?
They're not.
So.
No.
Kmart.
I remember the one in Ventura closed, and then there still was one in Lake Havasu that I would go to from time to time, and then that one closed too, so I haven't seen the Kmart in a long time.
They had the best commercial ever. Do you remember that commercial?
It
was that we ship your pants.
No, I don't remember.
They started like a, you know, shipping stuff or whatever, and it was like, yeah, we'll ship your pants.
Oh, they were like probably the first people that shipped clothes.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
no, you know, I remember going to Kmart as a kid because we would put stuff on layaway there.
Oh, yeah. The layaway was a thing.
Yeah, it was. So life from the outside seemed pretty good. But on the inside, Tammy's marriage was boring. Brad and Tammy didn't even sleep in the same room any longer. And she was pretty much over it. She also found that the attention she was getting from the manager at Kmart was pretty exciting. Tammy started up an affair with her boss, who also happened to be married. And this boss man's name was Brian Clark.
Okay.
Okay. Tammy and Brian's little fling was fun, exciting, you know, perked Tammy's life right up.
They're getting it on in the stock room and shit.
Oh, I'm sure.
Wash those clothes, people, before you put them on.
Oh, no.
You never know.
So Tammy and Brian would hop to a motel, you know, for a little hookup after work here and there.
Okay, and, that's hot.
Yeah, it is hot. And even at times, they bypassed the motel and just did it in the car. Like, you know.
I mean, whatever. I don't think that's hot. I did that one time with my husband and he talks about it all the time. And I'm like, it's never happening again.
Listen, we just were talking about this in that episode, the Fort Worth episode, you know, with Carla Walker. Because I do think it's like she probably had those butterflies making out with Brian in the car. Like she was, you know, in high school again.
Yeah.
So I guess if you want that in your 40s, you cheat on your husband.
No, you can't get in a sexy pose in the car. That's it's not working. No.
It's not working. It's only working when you're like 110 pounds and like and have no cellulite yet. Okay. Right. She was smitten with this guy. She actually could not stop talking about Brian to her family when she went back for Christmas in 2005. She and Haley, Tammy and Haley, took a trip to visit her parents, but Brad had to stay behind because, you know, Walmart's real busy during Christmas and there is no time off for Brad. So Tammy and her mom, they're very, very close, like talk every single day on the phone close.
Okay.
So she told her mom she's going to get the big D. And
no, she did not. She told her mom that?
No, like the big divorce.
Oh, the big divorce. No.
I don't know. She might have told her that too. They seem pretty close. I don't know about that close, but who knows?
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm 12. Okay, go ahead.
So she said she had a plan. She had a job. She was ready to move on with her life. And by the first week of February in 2006, she got the courage to confront Brad and tell him that she wasn't into their marriage any longer, wanted to see other people, and wanted a divorce. Well, Brad was pretty blindsided to this news and did not take it very well. He basically spent his day sulking and really was upset.
Well, I imagine. Jeez. Well,
yeah. Yeah. The two actually broke the news to Haley. And while Tammy seemed fine with the news, probably because she's been thinking about it for a while, Brad did not. And even to Haley, he seemed pretty disturbed. Well, only a couple days later, on February 8th, Haley woke up from her slumber to go to school, and she sees her dad making breakfast and doing a load of laundry. She did recall her dad the night before opening her bedroom door real late with a bunch of clothes in his hands and then sitting on her bed, told her he loved her, and then she kind of just dozed back off. All of it felt real strange. Like, why was her dad holding laundry? Why is he doing laundry? Why is my mom not making breakfast? Because I'm sure, like me and probably you, I don't know, does Jeremiah get up and do laundry and make the kids breakfast and let you sleep?
I have never known him to make breakfast. Ever.
Yeah, so I don't think Brad normally did either. And so it kind of threw Haley off. So Haley says, where's mom? And, you know, they sleep in separate rooms. So he says she's in her bedroom. Well, she was not in her bedroom. The bed was perfectly made and her cell phone was on the nightstand. And so Haley went to the garage looking for her mother or looking for her mother's car. And their car was there, but her mom was not. Now, I think Haley's like 12 or 13 at the time. So I don't know how much she was really going to like push her dad on like where her mom was, but I don't know. I don't know what I would do in that situation. So she gets in the car, she drives to school with her dad, and she was like, "Hey, dad, you know, where's mom?" And Brad says, real nonchalantly, "She's at her boyfriend's house. But don't tell anybody that she wasn't home, because that's real personal." So Haley had no idea her mom had a boyfriend. And yeah, she gets to school. So you can only like, I feel so bad for this girl.
I hate it when parents act like children themselves.
Don't I know. I just
putting your baggage on your kids.
I just think of like Haley's mind was probably like that little emoji, you know, just like blown. What the hell?
Yeah.
So Haley's trying to do schoolwork and reeling Tammy's mom back in wherever she lives. I think it's Wyoming. She's wondering where her morning phone call from her daughter is. Like I said, they talked every day, and mostly it was after drop-off when Tammy would call her mom. Tammy's mom's name is Bonnie. Okay. Bonnie knows that Tammy is going through the big D, not necessarily getting the big D, okay?
Of course.
And she knows, one, because Tammy told her, but also because Brad actually called Bonnie to help him save his marriage. I guess from what I've read and what I've heard and what I've seen, Bonnie and Brad didn't have the best relationship. So I think by Brad reaching out to Bonnie was pretty big step in like, help me, I'm in dire straits, right?
Yeah.
Because Bonnie knows that they're going through marital problems, she doesn't call Brad right away. She actually calls Kmart to look for Tammy. And when Tammy's not at Kmart, she decides to call the store manager, Brian, who, you know, Tammy was talking a lot about lately.
Yeah.
Now, there's a lot of B names here. I think, you know, I'm going to just pause for a second. Like, there's Brian, the boyfriend.
That
Brad.
She's boinking.
What? Brian, boinking, that you're Brian. Boinking.
Yeah.
Brad, the dad.
The dad. Okay.
And then Bonnie, the grandma or the mom.
Okay. We can keep that straight.
Gotta keep it straight.
Okay? We all took our vitamins. Okay.
Okay. With our ginkgo bilobas.
Yes.
I took biotin today.
Oh, just me too.
You know. Yeah. Okay. Well, anyways, let's just take a break really quick to hear about our sponsors, since we're breaking anyways. Okay. So now that we're back to Bonnie calling Brian, Brian says, oh, no, he hasn't seen Tammy since right after work the day before. Him and Tammy actually had a quickie at a motel before they each had their like own family duties. He obviously did not disclose his hookup to Bonnie. I'm just letting you all know. Brian says, okay, Bonnie, I will call the police and let them know, because this is pretty concerning and, you know, we need to see what's going on with Tammy. So Brian calls 911 and says he wants to report a missing person, and he suspects there is some foul play. Well, the dispatcher is curious, since Tammy was seen only 12 hours ago.
Yeah.
And Brian says, well, she just let her husband know that she was having an affair, and I'm the one she's having an affair with. But let's just keep that discreet.
Okay.
So police in Pierre, South Dakota, thankfully, were very quick to get on this. And one set of detectives heads over to the Rhea family residence to do a welfare check and see if anyone knew where Tammy was. Another set of detectives headed to Haley's school to see if she knew anything. The officers at the Rhea residence could not get in the house, and no one was home, but they could peer into the windows. And when they peered into the garage window, they noticed Tammy's Dodge Durango sitting there with what looked to be blood on the door. Now that gets real concerning. So they hightailed it to the Walmart where Brad was working and wanted to talk. Brad says, well, I got home really late and Tammy was not home. I suspected she was out with her boy toy. And so around 1 o'clock in the morning, I actually heard a car pull up. And that's when I saw Tammy's car in the driveway and another car pulling away. So I raced to Tammy's car, got in it, and chased the car, trying to find out where that guy and Tammy were. However, when he was driving this Dodge Durango, it broke down, and so he was not able to see who Tammy was with or if Tammy was even in the car.
Okay, wait. So he's saying he's driving the Dodge Durango that is in the driveway?
That's right. Which is with Tammy's car.
And it was broke down, but now it's in the driveway.
Yes. Okay, so no, it's in the driveway when he looks out at 1 o'clock. Like, they drove it back to the house. He suspects that they drove it back to the house. And then Tammy goes off with Brian in the car. But he doesn't know who Brian is. So he is like, I want to find out who my wife is having sex with. So he jumps in Tammy's car and drives to follow them. However, the car breaks down on the way.
Okay.
Okay. It's true. The car did break down. There was an officer that stopped and helped get the car back up and running. And Brad just drove it back home, parked it in the garage.
Okay.
Upon this initial search, which, okay, so this is what Brad said. They said, okay, can we search your home? Brad says, sure, let's go over there. So they drive him over there and they start initially searching. Of course, they go straight to the car because that's what like perked their interest. And they saw what looked to be blood leaking from the door and a big whiff of bleach.
Oh.
So big red flags.
Right.
So at this point, they say, hey, Brad, you know what? Why don't you come down to the station with us to answer a few more questions? And they needed to get like a real search warrant so that they can really start seeing what's going on in that house.
Yeah.
And to see if the blood was Tammy's and if there was blood anywhere else and if there's, you know, everything that they do.
Do you have a child that is struggling with a topic at school? IXL Learning is an online learning program that enriches your homeschool curriculum. It offers practice in math, English, language arts, science, and social studies while adapting to each child, meeting them where they are. Maybe your child is like mine and has a hard time asking for help in class. And when I try to help after school, it can take forever trying to get to the point of the concept she's just not grasping so she can move on. IXL is a huge help with this because of the way it's designed. Everything on IXL is organized by grade, subject, topic, and subtopic, making it simple to find activities for the exact skills you are covering. And research shows kids that use IXL score higher on tests and improve their grades. It will work for any of your kids because it's powered by advanced algorithms. So IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter their age or personality. And with one subscription, you get everything. One site for all the kids in your home from pre-K to 12th grade. And it's such a super value. A single hour of tutoring costs more than a month of IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and Housewives of True Crime listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Why are some tasks just so much harder than others?
For me, I love cleaning out my clothes closet, but cleaning out my kitchen cabinets, forget about it. Seriously, it's scary back there in the deep, dark corners of cabinet land. And so it's daunting for me to even start to take on that task. Creating a will or trust can also be a daunting task to take on, one where you aren't sure where to begin or who to ask for help. But it doesn't have to be with trustandwill.com. The website is super user-friendly. Their simple step-by-step process guides you from start to finish, one question at a time. When maneuvering through the process, if you have a question that stops you in your tracks, there is actually live support available through phone, chat, or email. You know, it's just so important to save your loved ones time and stress by having all your documents in one place with bank-level encryption. I love having the confidence that comes with the peace of mind knowing that my family is protected. Stand up and protect what matters most to you in minutes with Trust and Will. Go to trustandwill.com/housewives and get 10% off plus free shipping. That's 10% off and free shipping at trustandwill.com/housewives.
So as they were talking to Brad, he kept his story and just kept saying, you know, we just need to find Tammy, because if you found Tammy, it would set me free and you would know, you know, you would find something that would know that I didn't do this. And they were like, what, Brad? You know, what are we going to find, buddy? He's like, I don't know, DNA or something, you know? Hmm. Well, officers did not want to take any chances to let Brad go home and clean up any more evidence. So they arrested Brad.
Good.
Yes, I think I'm pretty impressed mostly with this police department. I think they got on it really quick, which does not happen very often in a missing persons case.
Well, it's not very populated. Like, they don't have much shit going on, I imagine.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
By the way, can I just side note tell you that my neighbor just texted me a picture of, like, police cars in front of a house in our neighborhood, and she's like, shit is going down, and it's, like, killing me.
Oh, my God.
I can't find out what's going on.
I'll hurry so you can go find out. Mm-hmm. You can tell it on our Patreon this week. Okay. So the cops are also at Haley's school. They're interviewing her. It's pretty generic. She says that she had sports the night before. Her mom took her there. They got some fast food. They came home. She went to bed. Her mom was home and her dad was not. She said she did see him, like I said, in the pretty much in the middle of the night, but that's it. She said she also knew her parents were divorcing, but they didn't fight and they didn't seem mad at each other. And so that's it. Detectives left her school. Now back at the crime scene where they have an actual search warrant, they see that the blood in the car is pretty significant. Even after it was, you know, tried to clean up with the bleach or whatever, they know that it's enough that Tammy's probably no longer alive.
Yeah.
But inside the house, there is nothing. No blood splatter. No blood spatter. No blood in the bed. No blood outside. No blood anywhere. Which is pretty weird for a crime scene if it happened actually in the house. And they don't have Tammy, so it's pretty hard to convict somebody without a body. And Brad might not be the only suspect in Tammy's disappearance, because we have boyfriend Brian.
Boyfriend Brian. And I'm thinking also Brian's significant other, the wife.
I know, because for what Brian said is the wife doesn't know about his affair. Right?
Yet. Bitches be tripping.
It's true. So they call Brian down to the station and Brian heads over with an attorney.
Mm.
What do you think about that?
Well, one, I recommend getting yourself an attorney all the time, but I also totally judge you for doing so. Yeah, guilty.
Okay, so let me tell you, he looks very suspicious.
Yeah.
But it's very smart.
It is.
So he says, I have nothing to hide. He also makes it very clear that his wife is in the dark about this. and he wants to keep it that way. He does not want his wife knowing that he's having an affair. Brian's story is very consistent. He says they hooked up at the motel and they went their separate ways. He said Tammy was a little scared of Brad after he found out that she was cheating on him. Police are like, okay, Brian.
I mean, that is kind of a trip, right? They're already sleeping in separate bedrooms. Like, you know?
Yeah, I know.
What are you thinking?
I don't know.
Okay. I'm just surprised he's so aggro about it.
Well, me too.
I just would think it's not such a big surprise that it's like over. I mean, it's one thing to like not have had sex in a while, but to actually sleep in a separate bedroom.
I know.
That's really like, this isn't, we're roomies. It's over.
I tend to agree with you. I will get into that more in a second.
Okay.
Okay. So police say, okay, Brian, we feel you, but you really need an alibi to confirm that you were not with Tammy later that night. So what do? They go question Brian's wife. And so Brian's wife now finds out that he is having an affair with one of his employees. And she does say, yes, I was with Brian all night. But she also discloses that these two also don't sleep in the same bed.
Okay.
So although she was with him all night and did not hear him leave, she was like, I guess it's possible, but not likely because she's a super light sleeper.
Well, I do feel bad for her. That's a real rough way to find out your husband is having an affair.
Oh, my God. Could you?
By the police?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So police question both of them, Brian and his wife, extensively about Brian's affair, intimate details about their life, about his life, and which I'm sure really put a damper on that marriage.
Right.
If there was any left. They do not arrest Brian because, you know, his alibi held up pretty strong, at least for the moment. So after a couple days of searching, unfortunately or fortunately, Tammy's body was found. She was nude. Her throat had been slit and she was stabbed over 30 times.
Okay. So it was personal.
It was personal. They performed an autopsy and confirmed the knife wounds were what caused the death. She was also murdered someplace other than where they found her body because there was little to no blood around. And with that amount of damage to her body, you would have had a lot of blood. Obviously, she was in the car at some point, bleeding out. They did not find any DNA evidence in her fingernails and no defensive wounds, which you would have expected in some sort of stabbing situation. I would think there would be a struggle at some point.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there wasn't. So there was hardly anything to go on from just finding her body. That is until the police received a letter in the mail from Brian's cousin who had a bad conscience.
Oh, shoot.
The cousin basically says he helped Brian dispose of the body after he killed his girlfriend in a heat of rage. Brian raped her and then the condom fell off in her ass. And Brian went to his cousin to help dispose of the body. And now the cousin feels real awful and needs to tell somebody. So he sent the police and a couple others a letter about what happened. Well,
that's a lot to unpack.
It is a lot to unpack.
Okay.
Detectives are real curious because no condom was found in the autopsy, but that might actually have some DNA to give some real insight if there was one. So they re-examined Tammy. And sure as shit, there is a condom lodged inside of her. Now they test it for DNA and it comes back inconclusive, which is so crazy to me because I'm like, that of all things you would think would be like a perfect DNA collector.
Yeah.
But I guess time and body acid and who knows what else. And I almost thought, like, did they already embalm her? Is that why?
I
don't know. So they didn't have, you know, the concrete evidence that they wanted to point a finger at Brian. But I guess in the letter, there were some other details that only the murderer would have known. So they knew whoever sent this letter really did know what happened. The other thing was that Brad, he's locked up in the clink and all his mail is coming straight from prison. So they know that Brad didn't send it.
Right.
So maybe they have the wrong guy locked up. Maybe the real killer is Brian. So detectives are like, let's go search Tammy and Brad's home one more time, because if we miss the condom, maybe we miss something else.
Okay, I like it that they could admit maybe they messed up.
I know, right? And guess what? They did mess up. They missed a tape recorder that was found in Brad's drawer. And when they turned it on, it was a one-sided conversation of Tammy calling Brian at Kmart and telling him how Brad had left her some flowers in her car and how he wanted to, like, make up with her, but she loved Brian and not Brad. And she says, like, on the recorder, I just wanted to hear your voice. So, now, up until that point, Brad was saying he didn't know who Tammy was sleeping with, but this recorder proved something different. Per this conversation, Brad was able to figure out who the mystery man was.
Okay.
Blue light special on aisle 10.
That's right.
But again, where in the heck did this letter come from?
Yeah.
Well, Brad was getting a lot of visitors from his twin, Brett.
He has a twin?
Enter the fourth B name.
Oh, shoot. So wow.
They get a search warrant to search Brett's property. And bam, Brett had been helping Brad with writing a letter, sending the letters, and even making a copy for himself.
Oh, my God.
Not only that, they found a map that Brad had sent him of all these great fishing spots around Pier. And when cops went to check out the great fish, they found bags and bags of evidence left by none other than Brad himself.
Okay. I did not see this coming, Brad. I thought with a name like you're Brad the Dad, this is boring. I had no idea you had the plotting.
I don't think anybody did. I think this guy came out of the woodworks with this. I think this was something that just blew everybody out of the water. By the way, Brad is also 5'7 and 115 pounds. I looked him up on the prison website.
Mm-hmm.
That's real small.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
115 pounds? Do you think that's right?
Wyatt weighs 117. He's a large child, but he is only 8.
But yeah, that is so small. I can't even. Yeah. I mean, I want to weigh 115. Shoot. So there were sheets and blankets, clothes, and a tarp. So what police believe happened was Brad was told by Tammy that she wanted out and she was seeing somebody, but wouldn't tell him who it was. So he hid that recorder in her car to try to figure it out. Once he did, he stalked the two lovers. And at one point, after a hookup, Brian tossed his condom out of the car window, which, by the way, Brian claims he did do this from time to time
I hate a litter bug, and Brian. I'm not giving you a pass for that shit.
I think it's real gross. I think it's like worse than a litter bug. It makes me think
next level litter bug.
It makes me think real bad thoughts about you, Brian, because.
Okay. Yeah, that's gross.
That's gross. So Brad, even grosser, then collects the condom that was thrown out the window and devises a plan to off Tammy and plant the evidence against Brian to frame him for the murder, which actually is a real great idea.
Yeah. I mean, if you're into framing people for murder and murdering the mother of your children.
Right.
Which I don't recommend.
I don't recommend that either. But I'm just saying, mm-hmm. like, if you,
it's an impressive plot.
It is. And even the investigators admit that if Brad's plan would have actually worked out like he wanted and they initially found that condom, that Brian probably would be in prison for life right now.
Right.
The evidence that they collected and the theory they came up with was Brad had set up Tammy's bed with a tarp and then put blankets on top and then sheets so that it cushioned it real nice when she got in bed and didn't know that there was a tarp under there.
Again, good plotting.
Yeah, this guy is, he's the plotter.
Just not very good with the car.
The car, what the heck happened
there? Why'd
you
get so sloppy there?
Sloppy, yeah. I think probably because he got pulled over or the car broke down and the cop probably came up when he probably had Tammy's body or all the blood or whatever.
Gosh.
Probably scared the bejesus out of him and then failed to do a good job. I don't know.
Yeah.
Thankfully, he didn't do a good job. So anyways, once he murdered her, he slashed her throat. He wrapped her up in the blankets and then disposed of her. The problem is that he missed the blood on the door and that the bleach is pretty strong smelling. Then when his plan wasn't going to as planned, with framing this guy because they never found the condom, he got his brother involved. And that's when his brother came to help him send the letters. And it bit his brother in the ass too because he had to go to prison as well.
Yeah.
Of course, Brad pled not guilty. And you'll never believe he had a defense.
Huh.
Brad says that he was not the one who actually killed Tammy.
It was the twin.
Actual killer was Haley, his daughter.
Oh, shut up.
He says, no, I'm not even joking you. He says that when he got home, he saw Haley in a sleepwalking daze state, standing over her mother, whom she just murdered. He noticed that she wasn't really awake, so he took her back to bed, cleaned up the scene, and ditched Tammy to save his daughter. Then when she woke up the next morning and didn't have any recollection of doing it, he knew that he just had to act like nothing happened. He claimed that Haley was a disturbed child who stabbed her stuffed animals when she was a kid. And now, do you want to kill Brad yourself for coming up with this?
Yeah, that's low, Brad.
No, it's the lowest low. It's not Brad the dad. It's Brad the
Bad
Brad.
Yeah.
I don't even like that you have that name because Brad Pitt has that name and I love him. it's bad.
True.
So not only us think it's bad, the jury, of course, thought that it was really bad, too. They didn't buy a crock of his shit and they sentenced him to life in prison within 3 hours of.
Deliberating.
Deliberating. Yeah. Poor Haley also had to testify and know that her dad tried to take her down with him. However, she did go on to live with her grandparents until she graduated high school. And through it all, this girl came out amazing. She is an advocate for her mother. and for domestic violence victims. She gives TED Talks, which is amazing. She speaks to lots of groups about her mom and her story and signs of domestic violence. She also says, and this is where I was going to say, she talks about how her mom and dad didn't fight, but her dad was very controlling. And so remember when you were like, they slept in separate rooms, like, why didn't he know? Or, you know, why didn't he know that she was going to go off with somebody else? Like, I think they probably slept in separate rooms, but he still had this like controlling behavior over her, I bet.
Yeah.
So Haley, she's living her best life. And I say more power to you, girlfriend, because you were dealt some bad cards when you were
totally
really young. As for Brian, the boyfriend, well, I can't really find him any longer. But what do we say, Gretchy? Don't cheat on your wife or your husband
or anybody
or girlfriend, you know,
whatever. If you don't cheat, you can avoid a lot of murders have been avoided.
100%. I think so. Listen. Okay. So what happened? He loses his girlfriend, Tammy. He barely gets out of the possibility of spending the rest of life in prison, which he should be thanking his lucky stars every day for that one.
Right.
And right after he lost his job at Kmart, probably for having an affair with an employee. I don't know. And his wife left him. Understandably.
I wonder if he went and worked for Walmart. I mean,
no way. You think? I don't know.
What else are you going to do?
I don't know. I am not sure what he's up to these days. I did read their divorce papers or online. And when he got fired from Kmart, he kind of spiraled down and he didn't have a job for a long time. Said he applied places, but no one was hiring him. Probably because I'm sure this was the biggest news in Pierre, South Dakota in 20 years.
For sure.
And everybody probably knew
who he was.
Yeah. And he cheated on his wife and they probably all loved her. And, you know, Tammy was real cute, too. So, you know, this is not good. I probably would have moved out of state if I was him.
Right.
The divorce seemed pretty bitter.
I mean, cheating is not a reason to not give somebody a job. Right?
No, but I think it's like, the girlfriend died. Did you really do it? What's going on? I don't know. It's like weird.
Okay.
As for Brett, I told you he went to jail for a little bit, but he is out. I did find him. Looks like he's living a life.
He probably still visits his brother in prison. I bet his only visitor. The twin
thing.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
There are siblings and then there are twins. Twins will bury a body for each other.
Yeah, well,
I think it's a thing. I've got to.
Well, yeah. He took it down. But I think after your twin tries to take down their own daughter, you're like, mm-mm.
I'm out. Yeah. I'm out. Yeah.
Tapping out at that.
Yeah.
How could he do that?
I don't know.
A real bad guy.
Yeah, it's real bad.
And he didn't come off like a real bad guy. And even Haley says, like, him and they had, like, a good relationship. She had a good relationship with her dad. So what the heck?
I don't know. VIP lounge in the hot place.
Yeah.
Brad.
Yep. Really bad. Really bad, Brad. Mm-hmm. So that's a WAP for this week's episode.
Okay.
And like I said, was it a love triangle? Is that what you call a love triangle?
I think it's I guess so.
Okay. Anyways, you guys, listen, if you want more of us, like I said, 5,000 times on this episode, we are on patreon.com/housewivesoftruecrime. We would love to have you there. It helps us. It supports us. And you get the juice, like the real juice. Mm-hmm. And we also have a good Facebook group called Housewives of True Crime Group. Hit us up there. We are very active. It's not just the listeners. We participate in pretty much everything we can. We have time for, which is pretty much everything. What the heck do we do?
Yes,
all day.
True.
And we are on Instagram. We also are on TikTok. Not very much, but sometimes I'll put an axolotl up or so.
Weirdo.
Show you my pets. Anyway.
I'm worried about you when you get really old. I feel like you're going to, like, you might, you, that your affection for the exotic animals is expanding.
Oh, you think I'm going to be like Carol Baskin?
Yeah. Or like Heidi Fleiss, you know, she had all those parrots.
Oh, no, I am not getting birds. Listen, I'm not going to actually. I like them now because my kids like them and they're cute and all that. But I think it's a lot of work, and having kids is a lot of work. So I just put a lot of work on top of a lot of work. But I think when my kids are out of the house and I'm old, I better be traveling my ASS off.
I hope so. Or if you turn into the crazy pet lady, I'm going to hold an intervention.
Okay. I might have 5 dogs.
I'm okay with that.
Okay. I will say I do love the
dogs. That's my dream. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, a bunch of dogs. Yeah, it's fine.
I'm down with that. Alrighty, guys. Thanks for listening. And if you're still listening and haven't turned us off yet, please, please, please tell your friends about us. We appreciate it. If you tell 3 friends, those 3 friends might listen and might tell 3 more friends, and we will grow. Thank you. Clink, clink.
Thanks. Clink, clink.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.